This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, we're back live. Final segment with Tommy Robinson. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. I was sitting there, if you're a radio listener, you can't see it, looking at him talk so sincerely and with truth on the big screen. And I just realized they're going to kill him. Like they've killed so many other leaders in Europe that speak out against the cancer that is political Islam, that's the biggest threat to people that are under Islam themselves. He said, no, you're absolutely right. Don't forget, I was locked up for years in prison and tortured by these people. So, Tommy, let's speak to that and what you're doing for your security, because I know you boldly get out there, they physically attack you, you fight back, but I'm telling you, you're beating them so bad, I've done the calculus, they want to kill you. TommyRobinson.com. Go ahead.
Alex, you know, like my new book, Muhammad's Quran, Why Muslims Kill for Islam, I think this is a game changer. I think that looking back in a few years' time, this will be the biggest book awakening people on Islam, yeah? Now, it's the Quran in chronological order. It gives all the history. But when Muhammad's Quran, Why Muslims Kill for Islam, was blundered over the front page, went to Amazon number one bestseller. It's been the best-selling Quran in the world for 4 weeks. I'm fully aware how much they're going to want to kill me. I'm fully aware of how much. But you know what?
I didn't realize it was that big a seller. Incredible. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it sold out in the UK. It went to Amazon number one bestseller for 5 days, and it sold out. I think in America, because bearing in mind, I've had no publisher. I literally just put it on Amazon and tweeted it. It went to number 40 in America. Yeah, it went to number 40 book in America. We've got no publisher. That's just self-published, us putting it online. Now, it sold out. It went to number one for 5 days, it sold out. It's been the number one. If you read the comments, and again, I take so much satisfaction. You know, if they do kill me, and this is a message to any Muslim watching this that's planning on killing me, you will create the best-selling Quran that is going to awaken every single person to what your ideology is. So I will die a happy man, knowing that the minute I die, people will know it's for writing that book, and they'll know it's for taking a stand, and they will educate themselves so much on your book. And then, and only then, will we see an uprising in the British public, we'll see an uprising in the people, and we'll see what I'd say is a revolution against this. So I take that. And Alex, as I said, I don't sit here and say, oh, are they going to kill me? I'm fully aware of that, yeah? And I know that, if I'm honest, when I go back through the years, I've been doing this for so many years, I had a few bad years there trying to deal with that. Trying to, the feeling of walking around with a terminal illness, which is how I felt, and the feeling of thinking that I should be hiding, and I've got, and I'm a family man, I've got three beautiful young children. But at the same time, I know I'm right, which is what I always say to my family, it's always what I always say to my wife, it's what I always say to my parents. I'm right. Everything I'm saying is right. Now, at the moment, this may be, I may face a backlash, but in years to come, people will judge me right correctly. So I have no qualms about that, and I'm happy to walk that walk.
So you're asking, what do we do as men, and as we put ourselves in front of this, no matter what happens, and some of us will get killed, but we'll be real martyrs for the cause of true liberty and Christian freedom and everybody's freedom against this true cancer. And, you know, I've seen that book was on the bestseller list, and didn't read the fine print of who wrote it, Muhammad's Quran. I saw a few weeks ago it was the number one book in the UK. Congratulations, and wow, what powerful work you're doing, my friend.
No, thanks. And it's like, what we have to do is just speak the truth. That's all we have to do. That's all every person has to do. And the problem is, I understand, because I've had everything thrown at me. So I understand if you're there, do you know how many people come up to me every day? They shake my hand and they say, I'd love to be vocally supportive of you, but my job. Do you know how many people, I'm going to try and interview one this week, who's at work, he put his views about Islam online, he gets called in for disciplinary, they say it's gross misconduct. This is what's going on at every single employer, at every company, across the country. This is why the public are so... they whisper Islam. Like, come on, man. And that's why I think people take inspiration from. That's why I love watching that last man you just had on your show. The Last Gentleman used to have on your show. I love watching him. I love seeing it, like, you don't care. That's
yeah, I saw you on the screen getting excited hearing him because we're standing up against the bullying. If we don't, we're already under Sharia. TommyRobinson.com. I look forward to speaking to you very soon. Please come on next week.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Folks, he is a hard guy to get on. He's a Fox News contributor, LondonCenter.org, Tony-Schaefer.com. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is a super patriot. He never really talks about himself, but early on tried to get Bin Laden killed, was ordered to stand down. The whole Able Danger controversy, and then since then has been right at the heart of exposing Benghazi, exposing Obama and, of course, Hillary and others trying to fund an Islamic jihad worldwide, basically backing Saudi Arabia and Qatar. He helped get the information out along with others and exposed that Benghazi was a weapons transfer to the jihadis. And now that whole thing has been unraveled. We've elected a president that has decimated ISIS with our great military and al-Qaeda forces. So I wanted to get him on about the Trump expansion in Afghanistan that I've been told is really about having a strong exit in a year or so and actually making a deal, but actually wiping out some of the Al-Qaeda-type leadership that hasn't allowed that deal to take place because Obama and others actually had side deals keeping the problem going. But we'll get Colonel Schaefer's expert take on that. I wanted to get his view on North Korea. They're simulating dropping nuclear bombs on the DNC as we speak today. And yesterday, I wanted to get his take on Antifa, the collapse of Antifa after the independent media showed how violent they are. And now 3 weeks later, Nancy Pelosi says Trump is right, that Antifa is a terrorist organization. The Washington Post is saying it. The Morning Joe is saying it. So we've seen a 360 turn there. And George Soros' admitted summer of rage that was meant to start a nationwide civil insurrection that would then be the pretext for the removal of Trump, with Phil Mudd, former counterterrorism head of the CIA that I know Schaefer's worked with, saying the president will be killed soon. And of course, we first exposed that from our sources. They're now all over the news saying they want to have a COG overthrow. I know a lot of this stuff's classified, but Schaefer's in and out of the government and all his sources, and he's got the courage as a citizen a lot of times to give us a good idea of what the real lay of the land is. So that's your 3-minute kind of news briefing from me of what I want to extract from Colonel Schaefer, but not get him killed or thrown in prison as we see a deep state civil war in America. Colonel Schaefer, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me. Always good to be on with you.
What do you want to tackle first? You see that buffet there.
Yeah, no, it's great. Let me just start off with I think how you started off. Look, there's some issues relating to what's going on with just the whole administration, the heart of the White House. And look, part of the chaos you've seen, which everything else touches, everything from the White House touches everything you just talked about. There's been a lot of chaos. So I think President Trump's been doing some things, making some choices that need to be made relating to staff. I think John Kelly coming in was a good stabilizing effect, but I think some others need to go. And I don't want to get into specifics, but I think anybody who speaks out against the public, against the president's agenda publicly, needs to really reconsider why they're working for the president. I've seen some comments come out of his staff, out of his cabinet, which I think are unsettling. And look, I'm all for free speech. I'm just, you know, as was pointed out, there's consequences to speech, and even though it's free, you know, there's things you need to.
You're talking about Rex Tillerson throwing the president under the bus?
And also Cohen, yes, absolutely. So I think there's some issues there with both Mr. Cohen and Mr. Tillerson saying things which I think are counterproductive. But let's start off with North Korea, since Tillerson and others have talked about that. I think there is a clear threat there. I think Kim Jong-un, unlike his father and his father's father, is a bit unhinged. And I think we've been working very closely with the Chinese to say, look, while a war would be terrible, China would suffer the most. And we have to remember, Alex, China, despite being a very large country, very large population, has a very fragile economy. People don't recognize that. And they have to get all their energy through the South China Sea.
And they've only got, about a 2-week backup food supply.
That's correct. And so they have to remember that the Vietnamese and the Filipinos don't like them. So they're, you know, it wouldn't be necessarily us taking shots at the Chinese should war start in Korea. People, I don't think people, Alex, are thinking of things in second and third order effects. It's not just about South Korea and North Korea. It's about all the other things in the Pacific. And I think this is
about India and Pakistan and India and China, isn't it?
There you go. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. India is now more of a competitor against China than other regional powers. And frankly, the Indians have moved on and don't care so much about Pakistan other than the nuclear weapons. And I do appreciate President Trump playing the so-called Indian card, because that goes both ways. So I think that was a very wise move. Speaking of playing the India card, this goes to the Afghanistan issue you just mentioned. Look, in his speech, I think it made it very clear of two things which we have not been doing well. First, we have been trying to nation build, not win a war. I think that was a mistake. You and I have spoken about this a number of times. I think it's pretty just not smart to think that somehow we're going to change 2,000 years of tradition, warlords, in a couple of years. And I think we've made some grave mistakes. We've ruined a number of lives through injuries. We've spent a lot of money just for no real good reason. I think President Trump said aptly, we're out of the business of nation building. And as you recall, Alex, my book Operation Darkheart actually talks about that point in time from when we went off the offensive to start building the nation, and then we made all.
And so what he's saying is, we're actually going to go in, wipe out the bad guys, give them a business deal, and then pull out. And hey, by the way, Pakistan, stop funding the Haqqani network and the terrorists. We're going to actually leave if you just stop it.
Pretty much something along that line. And the other thing, to your point, you are completely correct about the side deals that President Obama and his administration are trying to make. It's completely insane. I mean, let's just talk about the Taliban for a second. It's very clear now from looking at what happened that President Obama and his staff, they weren't actually trying to lose the stop the war. They were just actually kind of prolonging it by this kind of insane negotiation with the Taliban. Alex, the Taliban are not actually an entity. They are an outgrowth of the Pakistani Intelligence Service, the ISI. So I said on your show several times, you know, you might as well be negotiating with yeast, because unless you bring the Pakistanis into dealing with this directly, you're never going to solve it. So President Trump has said that clearly, that he's going to hold Pakistan accountable for their duplicity. And again, this is something you and I have talked about. We've known about it. But others in the deep state have really continued to kind of pretend it didn't exist. You know, the Pakistan, we could win.
So can Trump then basically have a build up, stabilize it, make some business deals, get out of there? Will deep state let him do that? Because people say, oh, we can't win the war. As you said, there's no state there. We just have to basically get out of there, but you can't just do that automatically, or it'll be 1975 Saigon.
Right, and so this is the plan, as I understand it. This is where I don't think he wanted to get in a lot of detail in troop movements. Alex, I don't see us doing a huge surge. I mean, we're talking about probably putting maybe one or two more thousand in to do focus on special operations to get back on the offensive. I don't see us increasing our footprint and doing what we did under President Obama. This is my recommendation. We just need to accept the fact that Afghanistan essentially is seven different sub-countries, and each one of those sub-countries is run by a warlord. And I don't care what governance exists in Afghanistan. You know, it's not my job to worry about another country, as long as that country will not permit terrorists to train, equip, and come kill us. That's it. And I think this is where we're going. We need to understand it's not our job to try to push the Afghan people to be loyal to a central government, to force them into fealty. The idea is to stabilize the region. And that's why he's talked about a quote-unquote regional approach. And you could bring India in as part of that partnership. You can accept the fact that you're not going to be able to basically create a Jeffersonian democracy. I get that. But at the same time, you need to make those folks understand. And this is how we were effective in 01, 02, and 03, is that we're the most badass tribe on the ground. If you do something to attack us, we will come kill you. I mean, it's really that simple. These people don't understand the idea of us being nice to them. It's not a concept, this whole liberal idea that if we just come in and be nice to people, they're going to like us. No, it doesn't.
The cavemen that keep women as slaves don't understand that. So, overall, you're thinking then that Trump's plan is one of the more workable plans?
Yes, I do. And I know I talked to Eric Prince. Eric did an editorial on the 30th of August talking about his concept of privatization. I think Eric has some good ideas in that. I don't think it's the full solution, but it has elements of it. There are economic benefits to be had. I mean, the Chinese, for goodness sake, Alex, have two copper mines in Afghanistan. There's all sorts of natural resources.
Sure, that's the answer. That's the answer, is economics.
Right. So I think that, and so Eric's got a good idea, which, by the way, a lot of folks don't like, a lot of the deep state guys. So this is one of those things where I think if you actually kind of harvest the good ideas, you look at what's worked in the past, you put those things together and walk away from the neocon concept of us putting ground troops in for an indefinite amount of time and hoping for the best, I think the president's pushing us in the right direction.
Well, that's basically what I've seen from it, and you know, Trump's trying to execute it. The military's done a great job cleaning up Obama and Hillary's mess by design, trying to double cross us, working with the more nasty forms of Wahhabist Islam. And now in the 10 minutes we have left with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, one of the smartest guys out there when it comes to geopolitical systems. You've talked on Lou Dobbs and also on Hannity and other shows about the fact there really is a deep state breakaway group trying to overthrow the president. Now, months after you said that, they're in Atlantic Monthly saying it. They're in the Washington Post saying it. Phil Mudd goes on air and says he wants to beat up Gowdy. He says kick his ass is the quote. He says, the president will be dead in the next couple months. Clapper says that. Brennan says that. I mean, clearly they're trying to have confidence for splinter groups in the government that they're trying to prepare for some move. I mean, there's no other thing in history I've ever seen. Plotters publicly plotting the death of Lincoln would have been rounded up in 5 minutes. And I don't think there's any doubt that they're doing this, but I think it's from total desperation. They're trying to look confident, but still, it's dangerous. We had some guy try to run in the motorcade yesterday and try to run into the president. They're all over the place saying kill him. I get attacked anytime I go on the streets in a liberal area. They have frothed this country up with Antifa into the most fascist, insane garbage I've ever seen, where leftists are now like delusional piranhas. So with that said, what do you think the atmosphere is? What are we facing? What are these calls for killing the president on TV? What does this signal?
Well, this is exactly what it appears to be. You have elements of what I would consider the Republicans in name only, the rhinos, the never Trumpers. There's elements on the left so resentful of Hillary Clinton losing. And I think there's this kind of, evil alliance behind the scenes. And Antifa is the armed resistance that I think essentially, I think there's evidence that Barack Obama was able to put seed money out into private organizations via Department of Justice to actually kind of prepare for this. I see this as a long-term kind of destabilization effort. And I think even if Hillary Clinton had won, I don't think we would see stability. I think the left thrives on chaos. And look, I'm the first. I love chaos at times. I mean, I think it's a great thing to be challenged by. With that said, what you're seeing here is an organized effort by people like Phil Mudd and others who, I'll just be blunt, are speaking sedition. Jim Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes should be, in my judgment, under. They should be the ones that Mueller's looking at, the special prosecutor, because of clear violations of both the Constitution regarding illegal collection against Americans, about certain efforts that I think they've been involved in after the fact, after they left office, to undermine the stability of the nation by being involved in seditious activities. And I think this is one of those things, and Alex, you and I think, have studied history, and when Antifa comes forward and says president is is Hitler-like, they have no idea. I mean, Hitler was a socialist. He controlled the means of production. He went so far as to control the actual what is art and not art in the German society. So it's really ironic here that you see people with such severe attitudes about what they believe to be right. They want to diminish our ability to think for ourselves. It's all related. So
they're the ones trying to control art and literature.
Precisely.
They're the ones with even fascist flags.
Precisely.
It's crazy. Now, going back to what you just talked about, because it's not your opinion. They're in the New Yorker magazine. They're in Atlantic Monthly. They're in the Financial Times. They're in The Economist, all elite publications that aren't just propaganda, but are propaganda of their own people, directives, saying something big in the next 2 months is going to happen. That was a month ago. We're going to take him out. We're going to kill him. He's going to be gone suddenly. It's going to be violent. And they go around and threaten people's families, and not everybody's like you or I or Trump, where somebody threatens us, we dig our heels in. They go in and they say, better go with us. I've even gotten those phone calls like, it might just be best for you the next few months to survive, Alex. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. So they're definitely out there in a campaign threatening people, trying to act confident. They're definitely trying to get a coup going. And then they've got, Cohen, and they've got Tillerson signaling that, hey, we're not with Trump either, because they want to ride the fence. I mean, I think we're in an emergency situation here. What does the president do? What do we do? Because if this is super negative, but their plan for destabilization as their cover for removing him, that's falling apart because of the hurricane showing the unity. It's almost like God acted just to, use that bad tragedy to show people. And now Pelosi's having to back off Antifa. It's blowing up in their face in internal polls. So things aren't going well for them, but still, they're so arrogant, they may try something. So what do we do, and how do you expect them to try to get him?
The first and only good point of the way they're doing it, Alex, is they're self-identifying. They're so arrogant, to your point. They're so arrogant. They're so desperate. They're kind of showing themselves. It's kind of like, having a light shown against a black screen. You may not be able to make out the entire definition of something, but you know it's there. So I think that's a good thing. Secondly, I think President Trump has to consider replacing Jeff Sessions. And I'm not sure how you feel about that, but, this is not 1978. It's not time to be focused on.
Yeah, we're not playing patty cake. They're saying they're going to kill the president and arrest the resistance. Because let me tell you, once they get Trump, you're a smart guy. You know they're coming after you and me.
Alex, you and I were going to be targeted had Ms. Clinton won. I mean,
she said.
I remember right before the election, you and I talking about this on air, about how bad it would be for us if she won. So, no, you're completely correct. And I think this is where Jeff Sessions has to make a decision. Is he for the American people or is he for the deep state? Because you can't be with both. And I think this is where he's got to look at how much is being said on the left by the folks, the fake Republicans like female on CNN, all these folks who are talking big, if you're going to talk big and talk sedition, there should be consequences for that sort of talk, because obviously, Alex, they're trying to encourage someone to do that. And that encouragement, in my judgment, just like Kathy Griffith doing the beheading of the president in effigy, I think needs to be addressed directly. So,
Mike Cernovich is in Breitbart, and I know he's been in D.C. for weeks. He says that White House coup underway, Trump basically under house arrest. I think that's jumping the gun a little bit, but they are trying to isolate him ahead of that. Maybe drugging him or something is what some of my sources think, where they just claim, oh, he had a stroke. But that's Breitbart, a major publication, former chief strategist now back running it. So the fact that they ran that shows that. Let's post that article to Infowars.com right now, folks. But bottom line, Colonel Schaefer, the elite are in trouble. They're mad the economy's coming back. Everything they do blows up in their face. I'm just concerned if they do try to kill the president or do kill him, what the backlash of that will be. That is incredible.
I think you are nailing it very well. Look, there will be huge backlash by those who elected President Trump. I think a lot of folks kind of suffered through the Obama 8 years. A lot of folks are very unhappy with him, and it has nothing to do with his color. Has nothing to do with anything except his policies. And yet the left would paint you or me as racist simply because we have policy differences with the previous administration. So what I'm saying is people have held back a lot of anger over the way they were treated, mistreated, and ignored. And I think that's why you saw the wave to elect Trump. And that wave, by the way, Alex, has not gone away. People are watching and seeing a 3% economy growth. They're seeing him go and try to do things. And if he's being isolated, the things bad things happen to him, I think there'll be a backlash. So
I just can't believe we've gotten to this point, and I don't see how Mudd and all these people and the Democrats, led by their senile leadership, and Soros, another senile Nazi, if they're able to actually have an overthrow, all of history shows the group that does the overthrow is then instantly removed by the next group, and then we'll have a power vacuum battle that'll plunge the economy. Our enemies will take advantage of it. Wars will probably start. I mean, this is a disaster. These people are crazy.
Yeah, the moment this happens, there were some great Cold War movies in the old days, 7 Days in May.
Yes.
I don't know if you ever said it.
Yes.
That was one of the things said in that movie is the moment that you remove the president, that's when the enemies are going to jump in. So if you really are helping wanting to help the Russians, you would involve yourself in a coup against the president. And I think that's the unfortunate truth is that enemies all across the board, the globe, would do things to undermine and frankly attack us. If you want to get hit by a North Korean nuke, they would try it during a time when they think we're the most weak, and that would be during a coup d'etat. So if the left really wants to see the country destroyed, they would move down that path. So,
well, Colonel Schaefer, we only got a minute and a half left, but any other tidbits of information you'd like to add?
A week from tomorrow, I'd be looking for some new information on Able Danger. It was, I think, 2 days, the day before yesterday was the 12th anniversary of the first hearing on Able Danger in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. There's some things going on behind the scenes, Alex. I can't get in a lot of detail yet, but let me say this. I think you'll be proven completely correct about your assessment on the Able Danger thing after the news conference next Friday.
Well, I think you've already been proven correct with 28 pages and what we saw with the Arab Spring, that criminals in our deep state have been funding and working with radical Islam in a double, triple game.
And and I think you're going to get a lot more specificity on how they were doing it. So I think your audience has been one of those very supportive of me coming out and telling the truth, and I think you guys are going to see a lot more truth coming out. And I think, frankly, some of this is coming out now because certain folks do see what the deep state is doing, and they want to try to stop it. So we need
all
to
right. Well, folks, be sure and follow you on Twitter and Facebook. Your information is amazing. Thank you, Colonel Schaefer.
Thank you. Take care, Alex.
Wow, that was incredible. We'll be back with this other White House arrest news.
They're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
MycoZX is back in after 5-plus months sold out. Talk about next-level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do.
Woo! We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I have this feeling that everything is connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We ran a little bit longer intro so I could call Mike Cernovich, who's on in 15 minutes, and so I could actually read the Breitbart article because it made my heart jump because... You know, Mike is a smart guy and has a lot of great sources, but it was tongue-in-cheek that he's on house arrest. But that's what they're kind of setting up, and the plan is to build towards a type of house arrest where he's totally surrounded and drug him and claim he had a stroke, but they don't want to kill him. That'd be too obvious. They want him brain damaged because they don't want a fighting Trump to speak out or be impeached or be before Congress. They know he's got nine lives. He'll get out of it. You know, they had their Antifa stage all these attacks, blew up in their face. They're now abandoning Antifa. So I read this from Cernovich, who's been for basically a week and a half in D.C., amazing sources. I was talking to him some last week and with some of those sources, and it was really interesting. Cernovich sources, White House coup underway, Trump under house arrest, close quote, and that's the way they describe it arrogantly, and that's why you see Rex Tillerson, and that's why you see Cohen and others bad-mouthing him. So this is really an unprecedented deal. Now, Millie Weaver, from her month-and-a-half trip with Gabin around the country, did a whole bunch of episodes just online for free to show Fly Over America. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, living together. Fly Over America is, you know, Houston, that the left's celebrating is in so much trouble right now. And so she'll be on with David Knight in the fourth hour. At the bottom of the hour, they're going to air in that 18-minute segment the 11-minute highlights of her getting attacked along with Gabin. They're in Charlottesville, Virginia, but also the incredible eclipse. So the highs and lows, being told there's no free speech in Dallas on the sidewalk to interview people. She got mobbed all over the country by listeners recognizing her, just showing how awake so many people are. So Fly Over America, there on Facebook, has the videos posted right there, including the dumbest anti-protesters, anti-Trump protesters ever. That's some more you ought to play. And, of course, we have the incredible footage that Owen Schroyer got, where they're calling Ben Carson's a white supremacist who isn't black, and it's white people saying this, and just screaming and yelling mindlessly. I mean, these people are getting stupider and stupider.
Exactly. And it's out of ignorance because they're watching the mainstream media. And we know that CNN and Politico and a lot of these other news sources are blatantly spinning and trying to stir the pot to create civil unrest, to create disunity, to make it so that there's this idea and image that Trump is not running the country properly so that they can justify trying to impeach him or throw indictments at him or put him on house arrest, as Mike Cernovich said, in tongue in cheek, so to speak.
But really, they're almost there, because he didn't say it. I mean, to be clear, the people are saying that's basically, it's a form of house arrest now. And again, they say everything he does is upside down, but it's not working. Here comes the hurricane, brings us together. The emergency responders do a great job. The citizens do a great job, because Trump tells FEMA, get out of the way. And then it shows all this unity, and then the left's caught stealing the aid money and saying, don't give it to white people.
Exactly. They do not want the United States to appear to be united under a Trump presidency. That is the worst nightmare of the liberal media. And of course, this Hurricane Harvey, as devastating as it was, it sparked unbelievable acts of humanitarianism and sacrifice, where you had black people, white people, Mexican people, everyone coming together
to
help each other.
The article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by Paul Watson's got to get out to everybody. It's so important. Where why the left is triggered by this is because it shows the incredible unity, and you just see black people helping white people helping black people, Hispanic people helping white people, vice versa, and just humans together in the backs of these trucks saving people, people dying trying to save folks. And then you see the left making fun, saying, God, please destroy all of Texas. You know, God, you know, thank God the Nazis are all drowned. Charlie Hebdo, truly sickening.
This had the opposite effect that Charlottesville had. See, the mainstream media wanted to use Charlottesville to try and create this idea that everyone in the United States hates each other. There's going to be a race war. The United States was horrible. It's bad. So that you can input communism and input their...
This was going to be their October surprise. They're supposed to have nationwide rioting, but instead they've decided not to do it. Pelosi, they're all pulling back, going Antifa is terrorist. I think they're signaling that this program's failed. The Russian narrative's failed. It's all failed.
It's failing because the right is smart. And they knew and saw that it was a trap. Once we saw Charlottesville and called it out as a deep state operation, people were able to see, oh my gosh, this is a trap. They want us to all go out there so that they can have their summer of rage to use that to demonize the Trump presidency. And as soon as the right caught on to that, we all pulled back. And guess who was out there in the streets? Antifa, running amok, committing violence, being the terrorists that they are.
Beating up prayer vigils and black people.
Yes, exactly. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Man, I watch these Antifa thugs walk up and just white guys just punch black guys right in the face. I mean, it just, I don't know how they let them do it. I just cannot let some big gorilla guy punch me right in the face.
I know. And the amount of hate in these people's voices and their eyes, I've seen it myself. They hate you if they think you're a Nazi. It's like they think that they have every justification to do any act of violence or say any profanity at you under the guise of them believing that you're a Nazi. No, you haven't been proven guilty in a court of law. And, you know, you yourself can profess over and over and over again, I'm not a Nazi. I'm not a racist. I'm not a bigot. They won't hear it. They don't care, because they have their idea of you. And quite simply, I think that partially it's because they just don't like our opinions and what we stand for. And they use Nazism as an excuse to attack us.
And by the way, I was told David was hosting the fourth hour. He does his own great 3-hour show every morning. Real News with David Knight, syndicated right here from InfoWars. A lot of stations are starting to pick it up and signing up to pick it up, because stations always have a few months to get out of their contracts and to pick up new shows. But we've got over 70 stations that are looking at the contract. It's just basically free to air. You get more of the ads than, you know, with anybody else out there. I'm officially syndicating shows myself, not through GCN. My show is still with GCN, you know, fine folks and all, but we need to be running things out of our own house here more and more with the TV network system and radio network system we're launching. So I want to thank you all for your support. We're getting Mike Cernovich on the line right now. Millie's going to ride shotgun, and Owen Schroyer is going to host the fourth hour, which is even better, not that he's a better host than David, but because he was out talking to Antifa in Austin, just like you were when Trump was here a few days ago, and they were going crazy. So we'll get to some of those clips as well, but your 11-minute clip that's the boil down of more than 20 pieces you guys did, you and Gavin Wentz, on the road. So we'll talk more about that in a moment. But folks, you know, When we're not having a victory, I will tell you we're not having a victory. But for years, I was called the most negative man out there because I was saying how bad it was, how evil the globalists were, how they were dominating us. Well, when they got you down on the ground, beating the snot out of you, you got to admit it. But let me tell you something. We're in the 11th round, and they are like a dead zombie that keeps marching on, but their arms and legs are hanging off. That, you know, they're drooling, and we're getting stronger. The blood of the blood of honor is in us, and we are absolutely dominating right now, ladies and gentlemen. And they know it. They're panicking. Now, they've got some tricks up their sleeve, but I didn't plug last hour, but I plugged for 30 seconds in the first hour. And everybody keeps saying, Alex, you say you need financing. If you just plug twice an hour, because we've done it before, we will bring in all the money we need to hire 15 new people, 20 new people, expand, have all the crew. Look, the listeners just have to take action whenever I say I've got products. Great T-shirts, great videos, great books, great water filtration, great air filtration, great supplements. You see all the major national TV shows, HBO, the comedy shows, demonizing the news shows, the fake news shows attacking us, attacking the products that we sell coffee, that we sell water filters, that we sell anything, because they're scared to death of us having our own economy. They don't do investigations of Bezos' biggest supplement seller in the world. Just bought Whole Foods. No. They attack us. They attack you. It's instrumental. When you simply buy the products, it is incredible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Limited time flash special. It's got to end Monday because we're going to sell out of it because we don't get more till October. So before I sell out, I'm going to go back to, you know, regular discount price. 57% off InfoWars Life Super Male Vitality. 57% off. Never done that. We're not doing it because, oh my gosh, we're not selling. We're actually selling record numbers of products, but I need to grow and hire a bunch of people now. I want to hire 100 people. I want to explode. But right now, I don't have the money to hire a Cerner, but he didn't even ask for money, but he's on the line. I want to be able to pay people. I want to be able to get crew and assistance for them. I want to start a bunch of bureaus. And then people go, well, here we got, you know, 50 million, 100 million, 500 million. Let's have a private offering and then a public offering. I can't deal with all that. I need people to fund us. If you want the real resistance, it's here. InfoWarsLife.com. Combo. Super combo. Get Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and BioTrue Selenium for 45% off. Individually or together, or get 56% off Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield when you get those two. We've never offered it at 57 because I know a lot of you are on the fence. I want you to see how well it works. One of Mike Cernovich in 60 seconds. I want you to experience it so that you become a repeat customer. You sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. And on this deal, it is a big loss leader. We lose money. It's already basically a break even, but additional 10%, we lose money on this combo. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, support the broadcast by spreading the articles, the links, the videos, all of it. Take the clips from the show. Put them on your own YouTube. Stream them out yourself. Put them on Access TV. Play clips in your local radio show. I'm not in competition with Breitbart. I'm not in competition with Matt Drudge. I'm not in competition with Mike Cernovich. I'm not in competition with anybody. Tommy Robinson, the rebel, the Keebler elves, and the Easter Bunny. I want to defeat the globalists that if they are able to remove Trump or kill him, they're coming after us. And Trump can't sell out. Even if he did, they're still going to kill him or destroy him as a symbol. Now, joining us with the report, it's on Breitbart.com. Cernovich sources. Cernovich has proven he's got sources that are good. White House coup underway. Trump under house arrest. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow spoke to journalist Mike Cernovich on Breitbart News Daily this morning discussing Trump presidency. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump's influence. The possibility of President Trump being held under house arrest. And basically, with everybody bad-mouthing him, members of the cabinet, the Secretary of State, and others, that's what they're doing. And so we just had Colonel Schaefer, high-level connections, saying there is a plan of sedition to murder the president soon or drug him, and that Phil Mudd and others are involved in treason. That interview is just bombshell. Just finished it 20 minutes ago. So, Mike Cernovich, great to have you back with us. Give us the long and short of this story.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I used house arrest metaphorically, and, you know, everybody's going, oh, my God, Cernovich, you know, it's so sad that we have to explain when we're using a figure of speech and everything. That's how dishonest, like Chris Hayes goes, oh, Cernovich is making up. Trump is on house arrest because he left his house. It's like these people, they're so desperate. But metaphorically speaking, yeah, Trump's movements have been closely monitored. If he tries to meet with anybody outside of General Kelly's approved list of people he's allowed to meet.
And they brag about this. They brag about this.
Yeah, exactly. So I had heard that Trump, you know, again, house arrest figure of speech for a while, and I didn't want to report it because I didn't believe it, even though this came from people in the West Wing. And then John Bolton, who...
Last week, you were halfway defending Kelly, well, saying, well, anybody can walk in. It is a circus. Now you're not.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the way things change when you're covering the White House. Things change by the day. You could have a story today that's 100% true, and then tomorrow... Everything is different. It is a different world all the time. That's why, in a way, it's such a frantic pace for everybody to cover it. So in any event, I had heard that they had been withholding access to people with Trump and limiting the information he saw.
You were saying that last week. I mean, we announced with Posobiec, you know, a month ago that was happening with InfoWars and others. But now we even have Bolton saying he's not allowed to talk to the president.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we were getting into is... John Bolton had been at the White House nearly every week. He had open access, could come in whenever he wanted. He had credentials. It was no big deal. They had him there. The president liked to talk to him. And Bolton was rumored to be McMaster's replacement for National Security Advisor. Now, you and I might not agree with that, but, you know, that's a different conversation. The point is, John Bolton can't get in to see Trump. That's how in the world... When I read John Bolton say, please retweet this article so Trump sees it, I thought, what in the heck? This is complete madness, right? And then you read the article and he goes, hey, I can't even come see Trump anymore. That's John Bolton. So house arrest is what I'd heard, again, a figure of speech. And once Bolton said that, I go, okay, I need to get the full story out. I need to tell people everything that I've heard about the White House, the information control and everything like that. And of course, the deep state trolls are out trying to discredit me and attack me and blah, blah, blah. You know, welcome to Thursday afternoon.
We're going to break with Mike Cernovich very, very soon. It contributes everywhere. Breitbart, InfoWars, we love it. And starting next week, he's going to be contributing more as we launch more transmissions. Stay with us. We're going to come back.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got to get Mike Cernovich on more. He has been a very, very busy beaver there in D.C. And just everything he's been reporting, we've been reporting, it's all coming true. So they don't even deny now that we have sources. They just say we're horrible, but the Antifa thing is imploding. Cernovich sent me a big article from The Intercept, the sordid double life of Washington's most powerful ambassador. New emails out, really shocking stuff. We'll get into that in the next segment. You're going to do the whole fourth hour with Owen. You have incredible footage of the racism of the anti-Trump people towards minorities that were there pro-Trump, Millie. So that's coming up. Truly sickening.
It's disgusting. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I think that the African-American Trump supporters looked shocked as well. The looks on their faces were just so telling that they were like, oh, my gosh, these leftist liberals that hate Trump supporters are sitting here
screaming Uncle Tom.
They called one boy this professor, a liberal professor. She called the boy a little token person. And
are you saying the professor is a boy or his child?
No, a woman professor was out there and she was blowing this fart whistle constantly around Owen. Around Owen, trying to interrupt him.
Oh, I saw that footage of.
Yeah, and she called this young high school boy who is an African American Owen's token little person. And the boy's face just looks like he's really upset.
Oh, I saw that footage.
Disturbing. And another one, there was an argument that I had.
Well, we need to get these. See, you guys put these out in big giant chunks. That's great. They have 200,000 views. We need to put them out. Like sandwich folks do, like 30, 40 seconds, and then the larger video is a link. Then they'll get 10 million views because people, just everywhere we go, the frothing racism, the elitism. Cernovich, the state of the world right now, what are the other big stories? What are the other big shoes to drop?
Well, that story that The Intercept just published is a major blockbuster because Dina Habib-Pal and Jared Kushner and Ivanka are very close friends with this person. And when you read the kind of information, when you read the article, it is appalling what he was doing, what he's accused of and everything. And it goes, we're going to have to demand that Dina disavow her, you know, her friend. These are the kind of people Ivanka and Dina hang out with. Again, the allegations in there are quite serious. So you and I are going to want to make sure we pour over and comb over it so that we don't have some other guy try to file a frivolous lawsuit against us as they always do. But I would encourage everybody to go read.
Well, let's tell folks what's in The Intercept. Is that, I mean, we have the emails. The Intercept's pretty respected.
Yeah, he obtained emails indicating a lot of potential, again, so, you know, Soros doesn't try to fund another, you know, frivolous lawsuit, potential sex trafficking allegations. Very, very serious allegations. There was a screen cap that I actually sent you where he refers to little girls. He says, he goes, is my diplomatic immunity valid in Vegas? And he goes, okay, here's a contract. And the contract says, I, comma, insert name of dumb girl, agreed to let, insert name of one of us filth bags, hit it. I insert dumb broad's name again. If her drunk ASS can remember it, am at least 18 years old, signed, little chick signature. Okay, so.
And this is a major, major ambassador, very, very powerful. Ambassador from the UAE. Let's expand. We have the, I remember hearing this years ago, and it's now confirmed they were blackmailing Senator Menendez, and now he's having the bribery scheme and reportedly underage prostitutes. So it's all coming home to roost.
Yeah, exactly. And that, again, is why the media continues to try to lie about us and claim that we were talking about some nonsense pizza parlor. This is what we've always been talking about. Menendez, underage prostitutes, trips, Bill Clinton, the pedophile express with Jeffrey Epstein, Jacob Schwartz.
Wiener and the underage girl.
Yes. It's just one shoe after another.
Harry Reid seeking White House help with Obama for Menendez donor. And you got these so-called Republican donors like Anna Navarro giving massive amounts of money to him. Unbelievable group of people. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Mike Cernovich. Be sure to follow him on Twitter and us there as well. It's key. We're in a total information war. They're trying to shut us down, but we're fighting back and winning. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Ed Cernovich.